Joining us now to talk about the UConn men's basketball visit to the White House, David Borges from CT Insider. You can read his piece for today at ctinsider.com. And again, NCAA champion UConn men honored by President Joe Biden at White House Blue Bloods of Basketball. David, I hope you had a good offseason. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing very well.
So you're on you're on the Avello plane yesterday?
I was on a plane, but not theirs.
Oh, you're not. Is that like separation of like, you know, journalism and state type thing? Or
yeah. You don't want to get. They don't want us fraternizing with them too much.
How was it?
Oh, it was good. You know, it was nice. It was UConn's starting to get this thing down pat, right? I mean, second year in a row, of course, six times now, all told. But it was a nice event. You know, Dan Hurley certainly provided some entertainment during his speech, dropping a couple of
S-bombs,
couple of curse words, and S-bombs, and it was nice, you know, beautiful day, just really, in a sense, though, a little bit of a bittersweet day for UConn because it's basically the last time that team is probably going to be together. Every guy going to be there together in the same room. Maybe 10 years from now in anniversaries, but it's hard to get everyone together in one place. So,
yeah.
You know, one of the great teams of all time, really, in college basketball. And yesterday was kind of the last time they were in the same room.
Yeah, you know, the tone I got from your piece was almost like, not that the bittersweet's part of it, almost businesslike. And I know they did it 2 years in a row, but like that it felt a little different. And was it not as awe-striking or overwhelming, or was it just, I don't know, was it more the vibe that this team came in from 5-6 different directions and they'll leave in 5-6 different directions, or was it more like, you know, been there, done that?
No, I just think that, again, it's these guys are incredibly close family. I mean, Dan Hurley really fosters a program where everybody loves each other, and it's and that sounds like cliches, but it really is true in UConn's case. Again, just the idea that they're kind of like, this is it for them.
Yeah.
You know, they went out for a lunch afterwards, and then they kind of, they really kind of are going their separate ways. Four guys are going to NBA training camps. A couple of the guys there have actually transferred to other schools. You know, and then, of course, the several guys are going to be back on the team this year and looking to make a third trip next summer.
Yeah, and we're talking with David Borges from CT Insider. And again, you can go to ctinsider.com. I'm just curious about something with you before I want to get back to the team. Like, what sort of access do you – get to go with them to the Oval Office? Like, what part of the White House do you get to see? I mean, what's it like for you?
No, we're not in the Oval Office. And, we basically were kind of huddled in the in the press room,
which is tiny, right? It's so small.
It's really small. Yeah, it's the third time I've been there now, so I'm used to it. But it's very small. It looks bigger on TV. I can guarantee you that. And kind of cramped working spaces there too, as a typical media guy complain. But then they bring us into the East Room, and we see them with the president and then the ceremony, and then they kind of whisk us back out. Although I did manage to go out and watch President Biden's walk to the helicopter and fly out, off from the lawn and afterwards. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But, it's pretty limited as far as what we were able to do.
You know, Klingon, Castle, Newton, Spencer, was it kind of neat to see those guys and how do they look? And, you know, will Spencer and Newton make their teams? Like, give us a little update on the guys who went pro.
Well, they look fine. I mean, one of those, this year as opposed to last year and several of the years that we've done this, the team just kind of got whisked right after the ceremony. They left and there was no media availability. So, we were not able to talk to the players. I managed to talk to Dan Hurley by phone, but so that was a little bit disappointing. But the guys look good. I mean, look, Klingon and Castle are probably going to be key guys for their teams this year. So, it might take a while, but at some point they're probably going to be key guys. And then Cam Spencer and Justin Newton. Probably going to have to fight for minutes or fight for, you know,
roster
even
spot.
Being on the team, I suppose. Yeah, roster spot. So, but we'll see what happens. I wouldn't bet against any of those guys.
That's so disappointing. You don't have to comment, but I just think that's so lame that you don't get any interaction with the team when they go to. I don't really understand it. I mean, I know UConn's the only game in town and they dominate, but that to me is just really disappointing.
I don't know whose fault it was, whether it was the White House, whether it was UConn. I don't know. Again, in the past, the guys have been available. We've talked to them out on the lawn. And this year, for whatever reason, I've heard different reasons, and, you know, whatever. It didn't happen, so what can you do?
We know that there's been no three-peat since John Wooden's UCLA team, so we know what the odds are. Have you had a chance to watch any practices, or are you getting any feel for what we got here this year?
Well, we're not able to get into practices. They had the open practice, I guess, scrimmage, whatever you want to call it, several weeks ago, and actually quite, you know, they did look really good. But I don't know. It's hard to say, draw anything really off of that. But this is a very talented team, no question. The new guys, I mean, they're very good newcomers. They have a couple of transfers that seem like they're the perfect fit. And then they have three freshmen, all three of whom really could help them out at times this year. And one of whom, in particular, Liam McNeely, is probably going to be one of the key players in the team. So. Yeah, this is going to be a very good team. As good as last year's, I don't think so. But that doesn't mean they can't still win at all, because last year they just dominated so much.
Do you think Caravan could be an alpha? Because he's such a complimentary player. Can he be a lead guy?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely, he can be a vocal leader, and no question about that. I mean, I think he's experienced enough, and he knows he's a guy. He knows it's his team, more or less. I think he can be a vocal leader. And then just leading by example, leading on the court, I think he's an excellent player, can do so many different things. I think as to sort of the number one guy, he'll thrive in that role. I really believe that. I think he's a guy who can average 15, 16, 17 points a game. And if he maybe improves his three-point shooting a little more, I mean, he's very good already, but if he gets over 40% this season, even maybe close to 44-45%, he's going to have a great year.
Yeah. All right, David, I appreciate the time. It's glad for us to catch up. Our audience obviously enjoys it. CTInsider.com, David Borges. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you, Brian. Take care.